Welcome today to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky along with Elena Svetslot. And today we are going to talk about a great tool for parenting. This you can use in so many different ways. We're going to talk about something that will help your child to be able to embrace new changes. That's going to help the child deal with major challenges in their lives. I'm just excited to share what we're going to share with you today.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Scott. I know that visioning, and this is what we're going to talk about today, is one of your favorite topics when it comes about all the 7 tools and resources we're using when we're developing plans for our children. So I'm also very excited to share this with parents. I know that many times parents don't understand visioning, or they're not really aware that they're using it, or they don't know how to use it. So it's really a good opportunity for us to share with parents how this works and how we're advising them to put it into practice.
Usually when I'm working with a family, we've got some major challenges going on in a home, anger episodes or defiance or severe ADHD issues or just all kinds of things that are going on in families. And so when we enter into the family dynamic here and start giving advice, I like to tell parents, before you make any changes, you want to have a meeting. And this meeting we call a visioning meeting. It's a very important meeting, and the purpose of it is to create perspective. And the goal here is to help a child see what we're working on, why we're working on it, and how it's going to benefit them. So when we do visioning in this way, it's just strategic and I think sets the child's heart up in a positive way. It doesn't always work, but many times it brings about some great success as we're helping children to embrace some new things that we're going to be adding or working on in their lives.
This is really so powerful because I think many times parents think about helping their children change as a project, and they forget that sometimes their children have also challenges and they see themselves not in a good light, and they miss that vision and that motivation, and they're also struggling to. They maybe want to change and they don't know how. So having this meeting where you are sharing with your child their in the objective and also help them see a brighter future can be so powerful. And in fact, I have it written here. It's part of your book, Dr. Scott, Helping Children Develop Internal Motivation. It's change often has hidden benefits. The problem is finding them. And I would add sharing with your children.
That's for sure. You know, I think that this one idea of visioning is so valuable, and it works because it's what God does with us. He understands our hearts. It provides some form of hope. We like verses like Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you." I mean, we like those verses. Why do we like them? We like them because they are verses that communicate God's direction and work in our lives. So they put things into perspective is what they do. And so we see that the current things that are going on now have a purpose. I really like that. Visioning also makes your parenting more positive because you're not focusing on what we're going to end. We're going to just stop this defiance. What we're working on is cooperation. We're not just going to stop meanness. We're going to work on kindness. In other words, we're going in a direction. We're trying to help children make changes. And that positive approach is communicated in a vision meeting. So it's a great tool that we use with children.
Yeah, I would advise parents, or I would recommend parents, to think about visioning also from the perspective of answering the question of why. Why do we do this? Not only for us as parents, but to answer that question for our children and help them understand why we're doing this. You know, we will be going through a process. We will be going through stages in our work, giving instructions, going through the positive conclusion, using firmness, using teaching, all this, our children might understand and see what we're doing. And so understanding why we're doing this and going back to that why, so they can really see the whole picture and see the full vision behind it, it's very powerful. It's really giving them perhaps that idea in their mind that they're working towards a goal that they will achieve and they will accomplish. And that can create a lot of powerful feelings in children and hope, and that really can help.
Yes. Now, many parents are already doing this in one form or another, so we're just putting a name to what they're doing, and then they say, oh yeah, I see why, because when I do that, it works. And so that's true. Other parents don't really understand what this is. So let me lay out a formula or kind of a recipe of what this meeting could look like. It has three parts, as I encourage parents to have this meeting. The first part of the meeting is where you affirm the child for growth you've seen or strengths that they have. If we can share with a child something like, you know, son, I've noticed you've been doing much better at taking care of the cat. Your teacher's reporting some real good work from you at school. And I've noticed you've been playing with your brother in a better way, with less fighting. You have some amazing qualities, and you're doing well in a number of areas. So that's number one. The second part is to say to a child, here's something I want to work with you on now. We're going to work on cooperation. And cooperation is one of those things you're going to need as an adult. You're now 5, or you're now 10, or whatever age they are, 15. And having a good sense of cooperation is strategic for anyone's life. So I'm going to work with you on this area of cooperation. I'm going to require you to do some things. Most of the time, it's not going to be that difficult for you, but sometimes it is. And it's in those moments when it's hard, that's when you're really exercising your heart. And so those are valuable times as well. So that's the second part, is here's what we're going to work on. And the third thing is to say, I'm excited about it. And I'm just excited to be able to help you with this. You're a growing young man here. And to be able to help you have some strength in this other area, I think is going to be so helpful. So I'm actually excited about working with you. That makes a vision meeting. Those are three parts of it.
Yeah, I think that comes so strong, especially if your child starts to understand and reflect on their own ways of being and how, you know, and starts to maybe feel the weight of their own attitude. And you really bring them about and sit them down and make this something that shows that you care, that shows that you love them and you care for them foremost and, you know, more than anything. So powerful indeed. And this, Dr. Scott, made me think about the fact that we use visioning in different ways. And I thought about we can think about it in different ways, but three are the ways in which I think about it. And this would be perhaps a aspirational type of visioning where we're talking about what we want our children to do, you know, develop a particular quality in life and how that can help them in the future. And that's very, very powerful. And the other one I want to mention is called celebratory. And that is because we want to celebrate even the small things that we see change in our children, the small successes that they're accomplishing. And, you know, I really liked what you taught us a while ago about the fact that when we do that, when we vision in a celebratory way, we should actually say to our children, congratulations for making this progress. You know, if you say to a kid, well done, they might think, well, you know, it's well done because it's something that sounds a bit selfish somehow, that I'm still the, you know, I as a parent, I'm still the one who takes all the credit for it. But when you say congratulations, it makes the child feel good about what they did and see that accomplishment.
It's very important to vision with a child in this way. And this second kind of visioning you're talking about, your key to that visioning is success. If your child's been successful in one form or another, that's when you can use this type of visioning, because what it does is you're focusing in now, when a child's been successful, on their beliefs and their identity. This is what makes it work so well. When you say to a child, you know, I can tell you're becoming more mature in your ability to handle your brother's irritation, you're becoming more patient, then what you're doing is you're pointing to something inside the child's heart, you're celebrating it. You're saying congratulations, as you suggested, that's good. And I think that what's happening then is the child starting to believe that he is a more patient person and that these other kind of impatient actions that he has don't seem to fit with what's going on. So yes, celebrating successes is a second way to vision. And vision is, in general, just creates perspective, and it helps the child see that they're growing and developing and moving in the right direction. So I like visioning a lot. I think it's just another way to help motivate children on the inside, and just instead of just using external motivation.
Yeah, and from just what you mentioned, I realized that the words we're using when we're doing this are so important. You know, whether we say congratulations or whether we talk about specific character qualities that they're developing and we name them, you know, and we point out to the fact that they're becoming mature and they're growing and they're, you know, they're developing their thoughtfulness. That's so important to actually be specific when we speak to our child and give them praise or appeal to them that they should grow in a certain area, to talk to them about that specifically and mention that. I think that will keep their attention and focus on that certain area and help them actually consider it more as we work with them together in the future.
Yes, I think that's very good. There's a third kind of visioning that I like to use, and that's the one that's anticipating the next step in a child's life. So I was working with a family recently where the child is working on independence. That's the quality at nighttime, and being able to get to bed and put herself to sleep instead of continuing to come out of the room. And so they're working pretty heavily on this, and they're actually seeing some success. And so they can affirm the independence that they're seeing in their daughter, that she can put herself back to sleep. But then what they said was, here's what I think is going to happen next for you. And that is the third kind of visioning. This is the kind of visioning that says, you're growing, and I just want you to know what the next step in your progress is likely going to look like. You know, it has to be reasonable, has to be attainable, so that the child can actually take this step, and it actually provides this internal motivation to do that. So in this case, they said to her, I think the next thing we're going to see is you're going to be able to put yourself back to sleep in the middle of the night when you wake up, not just when you're going to bed, but you'll be able to take care of yourself at night because you're developing such independence. Now, that is the next step. And when we can say to a child, here's what I believe is going to happen in your life, this is, I think, the next step. It gives children not only hope, but a desire to go there and and accelerate their growth and change more effectively.
Yeah, what I like about that is that we are developing in our children this sense of progress. You know, they are not only getting better with the challenges they're having currently, but they learn to look in the future and see how they can improve, how they can get better. And not in a way that makes them selfish or makes them proud, but in a way that helps them become better through the grace of God and in the light of the scripture. So powerful to do this with our children. And also for us as parents, when we do this, we really become and have a more positive overview of our family and of our children in the future, because it gives us hope. It gives us hope that our child will develop and we will move out of this struggle perhaps that we're having at the moment into something better. So I really love that.
You know, let me tell you a story. My favorite story in this area of visioning was a client I was working with last year. And this child is 12 years old. And when the parents first came with the concerns of this child into the 8-week coaching program, the parents said, this boy is a terrorist in our home. He is demanding, always has a better way. He's always telling people what to do. He's obstinate. He has oppositional defiant disorder. It can't be done anybody's way but his. And it's just creating so much tension. And so I gave them some ideas of what to do in that first week, but I said, be sure you have a meeting with your son in order to explain why you're making these changes and why they're important. And what I like to do in these vision meetings is appeal to a child's strengths that they have already. So if a child's good, for example, with music, or good with training the dog, or whatever they're doing already, if we can take their strength that they have now and then apply it to an area of weakness, we can make a lot of progress. So I said to these parents, you know, it sounds like your son is going to be a leader someday. And because he's always got ideas about how other people can fit into his agenda, including parents. So I'm sure that he's going to be a leader someday. And so dad took that idea and he turned that into his vision meeting. He said, son, you have a lot of skills for leadership, and I want to come alongside you now at 12 years old to equip you to be a better leader. I want to help you to be the best leader you can, because you're going to be one of those people that brings about change in our world, and I want to help you do that. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start working with on cooperation and giving up your agenda and kind of working together with others. So, because all good leaders need to learn how to follow. And they looked at Joshua chapter 1, where God comes to Joshua at the beginning of his leadership, and he explains to Joshua, you need to learn how to follow the Lord. That's the deal. You need to follow God. All good leaders need to learn how to follow. So we're going to practice this together. So they started in. Dad was shocked. He told me after just 2 weeks, he says, in these last 2 weeks, he says, we have seen major changes in the life of our son. This idea of being a leader and leader exercises really caught him. It touched him. And what Dad is saying is it touched his heart. He grabbed onto that. It was a window into the heart. Dad was very successful at bringing that in. And this boy started to make some major changes so that he could be a better person, so that he could learn how to give up his agenda and not just be poking at other people. They turned this whole process of learning how to be more cooperative into a leadership exercise, all through visioning meetings, which was strategic. And that's what brought about change in this family's life.
That's such a beautiful, powerful story. It just makes you in awe of how this, you know, how not only the strategies we're using and the techniques we're using, but the power of relationship and of thinking about our children and what would work for them, and trying that. What a powerful way to bring about change. And of course, it makes us also think to the fact that God has grace, and he pours his grace through us and through our children. And that is really wonderful, wonderful news for all parents out there.
I'm convinced that not only do kids need vision, but parents need vision as well. And so looking for ways to equip parents with vision is a lot of what I think we do as coaches. So a parent says, oh, this is going to be so much work when we give them some tasks to do. Or they say, oh, you don't know, if I start doing this, it's going to create so much tension. My child's going to be angry. And my response is, I think you're probably right. Your child's going to be angry because the emotion part of the heart is very close to the change part of the heart. So when people change, anybody changes, sometimes the heart provides some resistance because the emotions don't want the heart to change. And so when that takes place, then we see emotional reactions. But you have to realize that sometimes the emotional outburst that your child has is part of the change process. You don't want to enter into those emotional outbursts. Sometimes you just want to walk away, but you have to realize that you are being part of the change process with this child. And you want to expect that you're going to have resistance in this child's life. So what we're doing then is giving this parent some vision to overcome resistance, some vision that the character goal that they have is worth all of the tension that might exist. It is hard to parent. It is very difficult to go through the challenges that some children have and bring about change. And it requires a lot of work. So I am convinced that visioning for parents is equally as important as the visioning the parents do with their children.
Yes. I almost wanted to say amen. Well, there you go. I said it. It's so true. Just so true indeed. And I just hope and pray that for all parents who are listening to our podcast, that through each episode, they get more ideas and more vision for the future and for their children. And they don't forget to keep their eyes, you know, open and looking at the future and looking at the positive side of things, and, you know, congratulating their children and making comments when their children behave when they see changes in their children. So, Dr. Scott, thank you so much for your contribution today. I so enjoyed all your stories. And what I wanted to mention now in the end is that if parents have questions for us, if they have comments for our podcast, please feel free to go to biblicalparenting.org. There you will find a place where you can find resources. You can learn more about Dr. Scott's ministry. You can also visit my website, elenashvetslot.com. And we welcome all suggestions. If you would like to hear more insight into a certain area of our work as biblical parenting coaches, we would love to share that with you. So please let us know. In the meantime, I wish you all a very good rest of the week. And thank you again, Dr. Scott.
Thank you all for joining with us. We look forward to sharing with you more about parenting tools that reach the heart of a child, will pass the behavior to the deeper areas. So stay tuned. Join with us next time.